In the last room, there is, beyond the garden, oltre il giardino, it's a tapestry, approximately 18 meters long, where I drawn a huge theory of drawings and texts. It's the result of a collection of answers to a very simple question: what's our idea of natural place? This question has been the main point of a project I run since the beginning of 2020, involving different institutions around the world: NTU CCA in Singapore, Basel Academy in Jerusalem, and the CIMEC, Center of Neurosciences in Rovereto, from the University of Trento Rovereto, and the Academy of Art of Urbino. Different publics that have been asked to answer to this very simple question, apparently simple question: what's your idea of a natural place? All the drawing and the texts you are looking at that have been woven, loomed in this long Bayeux style tapestry are the drawing I did from the answers I received: texts, pictures, videos, drawing. In the end, I put together all of them as in a sort of a unique answers. I create somehow my own personal natural place composed by different voices. Different voices that are very difficult to detect if you stay too much close to the tapestry. But if you take a step beyond, or in the middle of the room, for example, and you look at the tapestry, all the drawing will result clearer, the features more detectable and understandable. I found this metaphor quite interesting. If you stay too close to the subject of your study, of your interest, sometimes you lose the comprehension of what you are looking at, because you have no the idea what's around it. Sometimes it is necessary to take a breath and to look at it from a different position, and this different position helps you to understand in a better way what you're looking for. Anyway, if you are interested to know more about it, what was the frame of my research and why this result you are looking at now seems to articulate it or difficult, you will find a proper answer in the blog I told you before, being there, oltregiardino.com, and please check it, and thanks for your patience.